وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best of deen, dunya and akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the work of deen from you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International. Today we will be discussing death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ Every soul has to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And you shall receive your full compensation on the day of resurrection. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ Then whoever is drawn far away from the fire and entered into paradise, he has succeeded. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ And the life of this world is nothing but wealth of deception. The reward for he who passes away having made a will. It is very, very important that we have a will at hand at all times. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who passes away having made a will, passes away on a straight path and on a sunnah, and he passes away on piety and martyrdom, and he passes away with his sins forgiven. The reward for the one who loves to meet Allah jalla jalalu. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who loves to meet Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu loves to meet him. He who dislikes meeting Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla jalaluhu dislikes meeting him. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, He who loves to meet Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves to meet him. He who dislikes meeting Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu dislikes meeting him. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, she asked, O Prophet of Allah, is it because of a dislike for death? So all of us dislike death. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it does not mean that. Rather, when a believer is given the glad tidings of the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his pleasure and his paradise, he loves to meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala therefore loves to meet him. On the other hand, when the unbeliever is given the news of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's punishment and his wrath, he dislikes meeting Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu dislikes meeting him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, When my servant loves to meet me, I love to meet him. When he dislikes meeting me, I dislike meeting him. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, I will inform you of the first thing that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say to the believers on the day of resurrection, and the first thing that they will say to him. We replied, yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say to the believers, did you all love to meet me? They will reply, yes, O our sustainer. Then Allah will ask, and why was that? They will reply, we hoped for your pardon and your forgiveness. Then Allah will say, my forgiveness is incumbent on you all. The reward for the one whose final utterance was La ilaha illallah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he whose final utterance was La ilaha illallah shall enter paradise. Man kana akhiru kalamihi La ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. It is for this reason that the mashayikh make us sit and repeat this kalima, jaddidu imanakum bi dhikri la ilaha illallah. Renew your iman with the dhikr of la ilaha illallah. So as often as you can, if you just sit down or even while you are driving and you say, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, then it will become very, very easy to utter it at the time of death. The reward for the one who was present at the time of a person's death and remained till the salah was read over him or till he was buried. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who from amongst you is fasting today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who from amongst you fed a poor person today? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who from amongst you visited a sick person today? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who from amongst you attended a funeral today? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person in whom these qualities are found together will most certainly enter paradise. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who attends the funeral and remains till the janazah salah is performed over the deceased will receive the one qirat. The person who attends the funeral and remains till the deceased is buried will receive two qirats. So he was asked, what are two qirats? So he replied, they are equivalent to two huge mountains. A narration of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi defines this as the smallest of which is like Mount Uhud. A narration of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi states, he who attends the funeral of a Muslim with faith and hoping for reward and remains there till the janazah salah is read over him and his burial is completed shall return with a reward of two qirats, each qirat being equal to Mount Uhud. And he who offers the janazah salah and returns before the deceased is buried shall return with the reward of one qirat. Amir ibn Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he was sitting with Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala when Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala appeared. So he said, O Abdullah ibn Umar, have you heard what Abu Huraira said? He said that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, he who leaves with a deceased from his house, offers the janazah salah over him, and follows him till he is buried shall receive two qirats as reward, each qirat equal to Mount Uhud. So he who offers the salat over the deceased and returns without attending the burial shall receive the reward equal to Mount Uhud. On hearing this, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to ask her about this, what Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and to return to him and inform him of her reply. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then took a handful of pebbles of the masjid, turning them around in his hand till he returned. He came back and said, then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has spoken the truth. On hearing this, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala struck the ground with the pebbles that were in his hand and he said, we have lost out on many qirats. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first recompense that a servant is given after his death is that all those who attended his funeral are forgiven. The reward for he on whom 140 or 3 rows of Muslims offer salah. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a group of Muslims reaching 100 in number offer salah over a deceased person, all of them interceding for him, then their intercession is certainly accepted in his favor. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when 100 people offer salah over a person, Allah Jalla Jalalu certainly forgives him. Al-Hakam ibn Farooq narrates, Abu al-Malih led us in Janazah Salah. We thought that he had already said the Takbir Allahu Akbar, meaning Allah is the greatest. He then turned completely to us and said, straighten your rows and let your intercession be good. Abu al-Malih said, Abdullah narrated to me from one of the mothers of the believers, Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a group of people offer salah over a deceased person, their intercession in his favor is accepted. I asked Abu al-Malih as to what a group refers to. He replied, 40 people. Quraib narrates that the son of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala passed away. So the letter said, O Quraib, check how many people assembled for him. I went and I saw that there was already a group of people. I went back and informed him. He asked me, do you estimate them to be about 40? I replied, yes, he said. So he said, you may take him out for the Janazah Salah, for I've certainly heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a Muslim passes away and 40 people who do not ascribe partners to Allah offer salah over him, then Allah certainly accepts their intercession in his favor. Malik ibn Hubayra radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a Muslim passes away and 3 rows of Muslims offer salah over him, paradise becomes guaranteed for him. When Malik saw that the number attending a janazah salah was small, he would divide the people into 3 rows because of this hadith. Now, listening to this hadith, it shows the virtue of the presence of people in janazah salah. We should also make it our incumbent duty that if we are not occupied, that if we can go to a janazah and perform salah be amongst those people that make up a certain number, how meritorious it will be for that deceased person. And inshallah, Allah will make it possible that other people will come and attend our janazah salah as well, and thereby drawing the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is a prayer, it is a janazah salah, dua and intercession for the deceased person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, give us a tawfiq to realize these important aspects. And remember that we all know our birth date and we were born to one day die. So remember death as well. And sometimes contemplate and just close your eyes and read this dua. Allahumma barik lana fil mawti wa fima ba'd al maut. O Allah, grant me barakat and blessings in my death and whatever comes after death. Then think of the time that you are passing away. Contemplate at the time that you are in the qabr and the angels are asking you. Contemplate of the things after death, and that is your meeting with Allah, that Allah must be pleased with you. Wa ridwanu min Allahi Akbar. So then you just say this, Allahumma barik li fil mawti wa fi ma ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawti wa fi ma ba'd al mawt. Allahumma barik li fil mawti wa fi ma ba'd al mawt. Say it 21 times, 25 times. And how long will it take you? Just a few minutes, you know, and contemplate about death. It is so wonderful to remember that occasion which we spoke about, that he who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.